As we celebrate today this feast of the conversion of St. Paul, there are a couple of things that we must keep in mind. First of all, the recognition that this is the patronal feast of our archdiocese. So happy feast day to everyone. And also the recognition of the importance of one soul. Put it into today's situation and ask yourself if there was somebody who was persecuting the church. Would we be praying for that person? Would we be wanting their conversion? Would we be hoping for good for them? Or would we want bad things for them? Would we want to get even with them? Do we pray that God would cut them down or whatever it might be? Because here we have a man who was persecuting the church, and his conversion is probably responsible for more Christian people than any other one person in history. In fact, I think if we look at the 12 apostles, he probably has more converts than the other 11 combined. Now, that's not to say anything negative about the other 11. God will use each person in accordance as he wills. You think of St. Thomas, for instance, who went to India and preached. And yet, probably more people have been touched by St. Thomas's doubting and his act of faith than by his preaching. And yet, at the same time, to this very day, the faith in India is still there because of St. Thomas. And you can look at all the other apostles and what it is that they did, and how God used them, and each one was used differently. So it's not a matter of comparing in that way, because it's sort of apples to oranges, but it's simply a matter of being able to look at it and see that God used this one man, Saul of Tarsus, to bring about the conversion of countless souls. This one man who was persecuting the church, this one man who absolutely hated the Lord Jesus, the one man who was so well schooled in the Pharisaical way of Judaism that he was 100% convinced that there was no way that our blessed Lord was indeed the Messiah. And look at all that it took to be able to get all that turned around, to the point that shortly after his conversion, he was in the synagogue in Damascus preaching the truth that Jesus is the Messiah. The very arguments that he was going to use to prove that our Lord was not the Messiah actually wound up being the arguments that he could use to prove that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. Because he knew the scriptures upside down and inside out. He knew all the things that the Messiah had to be about. And so it was easy for him to be able to do that. Precisely what God used him for then. But amazingly, with all that background, St. Paul wasn't used to bring about the conversion of the Jewish people, but the pagans, the people that as a Jewish person he would have absolutely despised. So he hated Christians and he hated pagans. And now he becomes a Christian who has to go and preach to the Gentiles and help them to become Christians. Because God required that he had to have a heart that was open to love. Because if God loved these people, St. Paul needed to do the same. Our hearts have to be the same way. There are people out there that we don't like. There are people who don't like us. And we can complain about them, and we can curse them, and we can swear at them, and whatever. It's like, what good is that going to do? In fact, if we do that, then we need to go to confession. Not a good idea. Confession's a good idea, but what we did to get there wasn't. So we need to pray for them. We need to pray for their conversion. And maybe God is going to use that person in our day to touch the hearts of many. We don't know how God's going to work with that person. But all we can do is look at our own self. Now we can also look with St. Paul and we recognize it was precisely the martyrdom of St. Stephen that brought about St. Paul's conversion. So if that's the case, are we willing to suffer for others? Are we willing to accept all of the things that come our way and offer that to God for others? Once again, not knowing what effect it's going to have. St. Stephen would have had absolutely no concept that his death would eventually bring about the conversion of the man who was part of it. And yet, look at what happened. So we just need to trust. We need to allow the Lord to work as he's going to, because it's in ways we do not understand. Who back then would have understood the martyrdom of St. Stephen? Who would have understood the conversion of St. Paul? So we can't try to all figure it all out. We just need to trust. And we need to let God work in our lives and in his church the way that he wants. So as we watch what's going on right now, and people are getting really frustrated. They look at this stupid synod nonsense, and they look at what's going on in Germany, and they look at what's going on here, there, and everywhere in Rome, and they're frustrated, and they're upset, and they don't understand. Well, yeah, we can be frustrated and upset. It's heresy. It's ridiculousness. It's foolishness. Or we can recognize the church is going to be crucified. It needs to happen. So why complain? Just pray and trust. Let God do what he's going to do. And no matter what, just remain faithful. That is the only thing that is ultimately going to matter. Fidelity to Jesus Christ. And if that's what we're going to do, it means loving God and loving neighbor. And sometimes that neighbor is the person who doesn't love us, just like St. Paul didn't. And yet, just like Ananias, maybe God's going to ask us to go and touch that person, touch their heart somehow or another, and help them to bring about their conversion. But if we're not open, we're not going to be willing to do what God's asking us to do, and we're not going to cooperate when he does something. So a great deal that we can learn from this. And what a great blessing that we have St. Paul. What a great blessing that we're in a diocese named after him. This is where the new evangelization is going to start from. And if that's the case, maybe God's asking you and me to be a part of that. That doesn't make much sense either. So let's not try and make it make sense. Let's just pray and trust and cooperate.